Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to No Days Off Radio, Kingdom Come Gospel Radio on this evening. We just want to thank everybody for counting, not robbery, to be on the show on tonight. You know, sorry for the background. I got my little grandson here with me on tonight, so he's going to be helping me. Hallelujah. Look, he better act right. Hallelujah. And we bind up all distractions right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, you know, that you move on tonight, that you move mighty, that you move powerful on tonight, because I know that there is a word from the Lord. You know, God wants to encourage the body of Christ on tonight. He wants to increase our faith. He wants to give us peace in the midst of our storm. He wants us to not give up. He wants us to think not, huh? He wants us to run strong. And this is what I hear God saying. He said, I want my children, I want my people to run strong. I want them not to give up on the race, because see, we're in a season where Satan is on the rise, where Satan is trying to discourage God's people. But God is telling me to tell you on today, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged, because Satan is a liar and he is the father of lies. That's what he wants me to tell you on today. Be not discouraged. Know that God is able. He's going to do it for you. The same God that we read about in the Word is the same God that's fighting for us on today. I want to thank everybody for dialing in on tonight. Everybody that found it, not robbery, hallelujah, because there's so much that you could be doing on tonight. Hallelujah. This is for everybody that will be listening to the show. I know that God definitely has a word. God is mighty. He shows up. He said, well, two or three are gathered in my name, for I am here in the midst, for I am in the midst. So, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst on tonight, God, for revealing yourself, hallelujah, for you, the true and living God. There's no other God but you, hallelujah. The Lord, we thank you. Just pray my strength in the Lord on tonight. And we bonding up all distractions. Got my little one here. He's really good. He's a good baby. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I know that God has a plan for his people. And how I know that God has a plan for his people is because the word says so. And God just keep on reminding me, hallelujah, that my word is true. He keep reminding me that I'm not a man that I should lie, that I am God and my word is true. He's the father of truth. Satan is the father of lies. So we bind up every lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up. We bind it up that God's truth may present itself. And I want God's truth to present itself. You know, it's time out for God's people being deceived. It's time out for God's people following after words that God never said. It's time for God's people to turn back, hallelujah, to the word. That's why this show is called The Word, hallelujah. So welcome to The Word, hallelujah, because we're going to come straight out of the word of God. It's time for us to get back to the gospel. It's time for us to get back to the teachings of Christ. It's time for us to get back to Holy Ghost filled teaching and Holy Ghost filled preaching. And this is what God is saying, you know, not chasing after things of this world and not confirming to the ways of this world, but God wants us to confirm to his ways, confirm to spiritual ways. Hallelujah. We have spiritual laws to obey. We have spiritual laws, hallelujah, that are being taught to us through the Holy Ghost. And God wants us to open up our eyes and understand who we are in the spirit, because he said we walk not after the flesh. We war not after the flesh. We don't war, hallelujah, like, you know, as the, you know, the flesh. We don't war in it, but we have spiritual weapons. God said we have a spiritual armor. It's a whole spiritual kingdom out there, hallelujah, that you cannot see with your natural eyes. It's a whole kingdom of darkness out there that you cannot see with your natural eye. Yes, sometimes God will give you a glimpse of a thing, but trust me, it's only a glimpse, because if you really seen the fullness of the spiritual realm, it would scare you to death. Hallelujah. I remember in the Bible where angels would come, and the first thing they said was, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. So when you encounter spiritual things, you it's out of the norm for you. See, that's why they call us a peculiar people, because we walk after the spirit. We walk after things that they do not understand spiritually. Hallelujah. We obey a different law. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. See, Noah was building the boat by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. He didn't know. He just went on God's word that it is going to rain. Prepare this boat because I'm going to destroy this world. Hallelujah. So he went on God's word. It never rained before. It never rained before. He didn't know. All he knew is God said, do X, Y, and Z. He didn't know that the animals was going to come, hallelujah, when he finished the boat. He didn't even know. Hallelujah. God is just waiting on you to finish some things, and he said he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. But he's not a God that he's going to lie. God don't lie. See, it's other gods, you know, that are the fake gods. They lie. They're a liar. They can't do anything. They can't move anything. They can't cause anything to move in your life spiritually. They can't bring you closer to the promised land. They can't bring you closer to life, but they can bring you closer to death. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I want to set you free on tonight. I want to increase your faith through the word of God, through the gospel. Hallelujah. Because that is what's going to set us free. God said he wants us people free. He's preparing us for a coming back of Christ. Don't you know that Christ is coming back? He's on his way back. He's on his way back. Do you believe? Do you believe that he's on his way back? Do you believe that the word of God is true? Do you believe that his word is true? His word is true. His word is yea and amen. Yea and amen. This is what God is saying on tonight. Trust in him. Trust in his ways. He said, lean not towards your own understanding. Don't lean towards your own understanding, because we would never, hallelujah, be able to comprehend the mind of God. He said, for I show you in part. I show you in part. But one thing about God, he will show us what he needs to show us. He will reveal to us what he needs to reveal to us in the spirit. We are spiritual beings. We are God body. God, he dwells. He lives. He operates all within us. His spirit dwells. He said, I will be with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, for the power of the Holy Ghost, come on, dwell within you. Come on. He's letting me tell you on tonight. He's telling me to tell you on tonight, but that he's giving you power. He's giving you authority according to the word of God. All of this is the word of God. All of this can be found in the word of God. Know who you are in God. God said, I'm giving you power and authority on today if you choose me. If you choose this day whom you going to serve. Just like Satan, He's promising you certain things. He's promising you the world. He's promising you X, Y, and Z. But God said, look, my promises is true. I don't renege on my promises at the end does not come with death.
This come with life. God said, I come that you may have life. Huh? This is what God is saying on tonight. So he want to free us because he know that time is running out. Time is running out. This is what God is saying. Time is running out. It's like tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. We're running out of time. God is cutting our days short. God is cutting these days short. Our loved ones is gone left and right. The enemy is on a war page. Come on, he's on a rampage. I mean, huh? And a war page. The spiritual warfare have been turned up a notch. So this is not a time to play with our family's life. This is not a time to play with our life. This is not a time to play with our salvation. This is surely not a time to play with Satan. You don't want to be entangled with the things of Satan. You don't want to be entangled with the things of darkness. But you want that under your feet. You want to tread on it like the Bible said that you're able to do. He said we have power and authority. And that's what God wants us to walk in this season. He wants us to walk. We're talking about that today in church. And Pastor Todd Crater was talking about waiting on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord. Sometimes it's a wait. It's a process. It's a process with the Lord. But when he do a thing, he going to do it quickly. He going to do it swiftly. So be prepared. That's why he said be ready. Be ye ready at all times. That's what God is saying. Be ready because you never know the time or you never know the things of God. So God want to bring you out. He want to bring you out because this is the year. This is the reaping year. This is the season here that manifestations is going to come to pass. This is the year that the words that God has been speaking over your life, it shall come to pass. He said, now you speak it out of your mouth. Speak greatness over your life, for the power of life and death is in your tongue. Encourage yourself. He told me this other day, look, encourage yourself, for life and death is in your mouth. Speak life. Speak greatness into you, into your family, into everything that you do. Everything that you do. He said, speak it. And he said, watch. He said, watch what happens. He said, look, stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of prayer and see when I answer your prayer in this season. He said, pray. He said, that's why we have to have this faith. We got to increase our faith because the Bible says that what we should ask for, we shall receive. We know what is the will of God. We know, we should know how to pray within the will of God. We should know by now not to pray concerning things that's not the will of God, destroying people and praying for things of this world that benefit the world. But we praying for things just like, look, Solomon prayed for wisdom. He prayed for the things of the kingdom. He had the desires to do the things of God. That's why God said, look, first put me first. First put the kingdom. Then I shall add all things unto you. So God wants us to have a thirst after him in this season. He wants us to run after him. He wants to be hungry. Who's hungry for God? Who's hungry to do what God has called us to do? Who have an unction in their spirit? This is what God is saying. Who have an unction? God's hand is on our life. God's hand is on your life. And some of us cannot escape the hand of God. No matter how much we try, his hand is on our life. You want God's hand on your life. You want God. You want God covering. You want God mercy, and you want God's grace, and you want God to speak to you. You want God understanding. You want his mercy, and you want his grace. You want his forgiveness. You would want these things from God. And God is saying, look, I want some things from you. He said, I'm requiring so much more. As he told us to dance, he said, I'm requiring so much more than what you're doing. I'm requiring it. I require you to pick up the cross. I'm requiring you to walk in peace and to walk in love and walk in forgiveness and walk in your healing and walk power that I've given you and the authority that I have given you and the statutes and the commands that I have given you. This is what God is saying on today, because he want to do something. He said, look, I want you to eat. He said, I want y'all to eat. I want y'all to walk into the promises, because we have an inheritance. He wants you to walk in your blessings. He wants you to walk in your favor. Come on, who want to walk in the favor of God? Who want to walk in the healing of God? Who want to walk in the peace of God? Come on. And the only way we can do that is to be filled with his spirit. The only way we can do that is to be filled, and then we will operate in the fruit of the Spirit. Only through God, only through the Holy Ghost, God is saying we must be filled, we must be touched, we must be filled. It's no getting around it. He said we got to be filled, we got to be baptized with the Holy Ghost according to the word of God. So say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me with your power. He said, desire that thing. Desire the Holy Ghost. Desire spiritual gifts. This is what God is saying. Desire him. Lord, I desire to be more like you. I count it all good. I count it all good. Whatever I'm going through, Lord, whatever I got to do for you, God, I count it all good. Whatever circumstance I am in, God, I get it. I count it all good. It don't always feel good. It didn't even always feel good to Jesus. He said, look, God, take this from me. If it is not your will, take it, take it, take it, he said. He said, but if it is your will, let your will be done.
Endure me. Hallelujah. And this one is by... So cool. I have to download the one by the Clark Sisters. I really got to try to download that when I did try, but we had some technical difficulties. But I love this one, too. And we want God to endow us on tonight with the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost. I'll be right back after I get my scriptures.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. I just decided I'm going to go ahead and just read some word concerning the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's actually not what I had in mind. And I thought that God had definitely something else in mind. And I was going to speak a little bit about the gospel. And I kept on hearing God say, you know, just preach about the gospel. I keep on hearing the gospel, the gospel, the gospel. And so what God really is saying, Pastor Thea, just preach my word. Just preach the gospel. Just preach what Jesus preached. Hallelujah. And so we're going to get into the power of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because this is also what Jesus preached. Hallelujah. He talked about it. He taught them. He set the disciples down, and he taught them, and they was empowered by what? The Holy Ghost. So we're going to be coming up out of Acts 1 and 8. Hallelujah. He said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He said, you're going to be empowered to preach the gospel. You're going to be a witness of who I am. You're going to be a witness of my peace. You're going to be a witness that I am a God that delivers. You're going to be a witness that Christ still lives. You're going to be a witness that Christ saves. You're going to be a witness that by his stripes we are healed. You're going to be a witness to the things that he spoke about concerning the Holy Ghost. Come on, this is what God is saying, and we're going to be a witness, and we're going to preach the gospel to the four corners of this world, to this earth, the entire earth. Come on, that's what we're praying for. With this radio station, it be spread. The gospel be spread. That's our purpose. That's our only purpose. I don't think nobody on here trying to get famous, but we're trying to make our God famous. That's who's famous here. That's who we're talking about on this platform, all gospel platform on tonight, that will talk about the gospel, that will promote the gospel, that will promote the things of God. Where there be no compromise in the things of God. There be no compromise in the preaching of God gospel, because the gospel is here to set us free. The gospel here is to deliver us. So he said, look, he said, but you will receive power. Power. And then other thing, he said, you will receive power and authority when you receive the Holy Ghost. Acts 2 and 38. He said, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So how, look, all we got to do is repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins. Baptism is of God. Baptism is of Jesus. We got a baptism coming up. John said, look, I'm going to baptize you with water. But someone is coming, hallelujah, going to baptize you with the fire. So he's saying in the Bible that you'll be baptized by water, and you're going to be baptized by fire. You're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. This is scriptures. He's running to go get baptized now. Come on. That we may be filled. When Jesus was baptized by John, on that day, the Spirit of God spoke, the heavens opened up. Come on, Lord, I want the heavens to open up. Lord, pour your Spirit into me. Hallelujah. Come on, Isaiah 11 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of count and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. So we want the Holy Ghost to dwell in us, because when it does, that
comes with the spirit of wisdom and of understanding. Lord, we want those things. You said the spirit of counsel and of might. You said the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Lord, this is what we're chasing after. This is what the gospel is about. This is what we want to walk in. Lord, these are the things that we want to pray over our life. You know, the spirit of the Lord will rest on him. We want God to rest on us. We want the anointing of the Lord to rest upon us. That the spirit of wisdom and understanding, hallelujah, who want that on tonight? Do we pray those things over our life? That's speaking life. When we pray those things over our life, when we pray and we ask God for those things in our life, I'm telling you, it will change your life. This is renewing your mind. So when he rests upon you, spirit of wisdom and of understanding, we need that. Solomon, he prays that, Lord, I want your wisdom. Lord, pour more of your wisdom, and Lord, I want your wisdom. So we got to pray these things, and then he's going to add all things unto you. John 14 and 26, he said, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. So the Holy Spirit is an advocate. It's going to teach you. It's going to lead you into all truth. That's what's going to happen. Huh? We want the Holy Spirit in our life. We can't move without the Holy Spirit. We can't operate without the Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing without God's presence being in our life. He said, but he's an advocate. Who need an advocate in their life? Who need a vindicator in their life? Who need a redeemer in their life? Someone that will restore and restoration. Come on. Who need this? I need this. We all need this, whether you think so or not. Come on. He said, this is Judges 3, 10 to 14. He said, the Spirit of the Lord came on him so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. The Lord gave Cushan, king of Aram into the hands of Ishbanal, who overpowered him. He said, so the land had peace for 40 years until Ishbanal's son of Kenaz died. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And because they did this evil, the Lord of Eglon, king of Moab, gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel, getting the Amorites and the Amalekites to join him. Eglon came and attacked Israel, and they took possession of the city of Sam. He said the Israelites were subject to Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. He said, so the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. So you see, God did this. This is judgment. See, when judgment comes upon God's people, he will use who he will. He said, so the Spirit of the Lord came on him, so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. The Lord gave the king at Rabbah into their hands, whom overpowered him. So God will give you, hallelujah, he will give you power over your enemy. He said, but in verse 12, again, he said, again, the Israelite did evil in the eyes of the Lord. But God is a God that can give power. You need his power when you go into war. David didn't go into war without the power and the army of God that was surrounding him. You don't want to fight the devil without God's presence, without his spirit, without his power, without the power. Because it's the power that gives you authority over Satan, armored up. All this is spiritual things, spiritual weapons. You have to be in tune with these things. Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groaning, through moaning and groaning. For you King James, you know, we know the King James, hallelujah. He said, but in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, in our infirmities, he said, we do not know what we ought to pray. But the Holy Ghost, it intercedes for us, and it makes moaning and groanings on our behalf. So he said, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So where you're weak, he said, I'm going to make you strong. I'm going to come in. I'm going to bring deliverance, saith the Lord. Come on now. What a mighty God we serve. In Matthew 12:31-33, it says, and so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blaspheming against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Come on, will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. He said, huh? He said, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. He said, okay, so that's pretty deep. You can talk about Jesus, but you don't come against the Spirit of God. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Don't offend the Holy Ghost, the true living Spirit of the Most High God. That sin is, he said, it won't be forgiven. So we want to be very careful, and we want to understand, what is it when you're coming against God, coming against the Spirit and spiritual things? We have to be very careful, saith the Lord. Come on, we want to operate in the fruits of the Spirit. Huh? We want to operate. We want the Holy Ghost because we need it. We want the love and peace. We want patience. Huh? We want self-control and all of these things. This is what God is saying on tonight. We hunger for him. We hunger for him on today. Who's hungry for his word? Who's hungry for his peace? Who's hungry for freedom and liberty? I want all them things. Luke 24:45-49. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Messiah would suffer and raise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. He said, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power of the high. Now, see, this right here is real funny to me because, you know, Jesus told them who he was and what was going to go down, and when it went down, they still did not believe. Still not. He said, then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. So it is only through him that you're going to understand the scriptures. He said, I opened their eyes. So he can open your eyes and you still, oh my gosh, still won't believe. You can see a thing because they was with him and they still did not believe. He said, I told them, he said, this is what is written. He said, it's written. It's written in the scripture that the Messiah would suffer and raise from the dead on the third day. And they did not believe that that's who he was. He said, and repentance for forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. So that is what we are to preach, that, you know, repent. because he is able to forgive. Satan has told him and told people that there is no deliverer, and he's yet still dead, and there is no repentance. But there is a way. There is a way. He said, you are witness of these things, and I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power of the Holy Ghost. But he said, wait until I give you power. And he sent them out with the power of the Holy Ghost. He did not allow them to encounter Satan without the power of the Holy Ghost. They had to have the power of the Holy Ghost to cast out demons. They had to have the power of the Holy Ghost to destroy the works of Satan. Because only through the power of the Holy Ghost can you tread on serpents and scorpions. Only by the power of the Holy Ghost can you defeat Satan in your life. Huh? You want the power. You want someone to teach you the things of God that you may walk in your power in the authority. You want to pray, God, open up my eyes to the scriptures. Open up my understanding. We pray for everything else, but if we would get just the word and we would get his understanding and we would get his wisdom and we would get his truth, that would lead us to all things, all other things. It would make life so much simpler if we would just believe. He said, John 14:15-17, he said, if you love me, keep my command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. So look, okay, if you love me, keep my commands. He said, then I'm going to ask my Father. Then, so we have to love him. We got to follow his commands. He said, and then I'm going to ask my Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. He said, the spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. But he lives within you and will be in you. So it's inside of you. The world don't know. You don't expect the world to know God. They are blind to God until they accept him into their life. They got to open up their eyes. God said, I will open up their eyes to the truth if they seek my face, if they seek my understanding, if they will seek the kingdom of God first. Then I will add all things. He said, I opened up their minds to the truth. So God can open up their minds because he is the spirit of truth. He talked about the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge and all these things. This is what we want. He said the world cannot accept him because it neither see him nor knows him. So we're expecting people to operate how we operate, and they don't know God. But it is our place to go out, preach the gospel, spread the gospel that they may know God and that they may receive him into their life. John 3:6-8. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying. You must be born again. He said, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Come on. He's comparing it to the winds that blow. It's all around. You don't know, but the Spirit dwells. It's all around you. Inside it, and it goes with you wherever you go, saith the Lord. Romans 8:2-6. He said, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So here we go again, the law of the Spirit now. He said, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life
has set you free from the law of sin and death. So we're set free. We're not bound to sin anymore. Now it is basically just a decision to say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. He said, for what the law was powerless to he said, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be in sin, to be a sin offering. And so he commanded sin in his flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. He said those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life. So this is very deep, and this you want to take this back and just study this all week. Yeah, because God said we got to put our mind set on him. We can't let our flesh be more powerful than the Spirit. He said, look, if we're in the Spirit, we're going to desire spiritual things, but the flesh only desire fleshly things. Let your mind be governed by the Spirit. Come on, the Spirit of life. He said the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. So you want life and you want to be governed. You want to operate according to the Spirit of the Most High God. 2 Corinthians 5:16-18. He said, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. He said, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. He said, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So we are reconciled with God. We are made one. We are made one with Christ Jesus. We're made one with Christ Jesus. We must know that. Do you understand that it's because of him? That we're made one. That we have forgiveness of sin. Through Christ Jesus. Satan has lied. Satan has lied to us. God is trying to set us free. He's trying to empower us on tonight. And he wants us to be filled with his Spirit. He wants us to move and operate according to his Spirit. We can't lose. We can't lose. I'm telling you now, we cannot lose with God on our side. He said, why do you boast? This is Psalms 52:1-3. He said, why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? He said, you who practice deceit, it is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. So we want to be filled once again. He said, why do we boast of the evil that we do? And why we look so much into, you know, what is dark? What is not of God? He said, why do you boast all day long about these things? The things that are disgraced in God's eyes. For they're practicing deceit. Their tongues plot destruction. But these are the ones that, you know, come on. He said, God said, why? Why do you boast of evil? You shouldn't even talk about the things done in darkness. He said it is like a sharpened razor. He said they love evil rather than good. And we know that to be true. People love evil. We love watching murder, murder, kill, kill. We love, you know, the sex on TV and all these things that is of the world and not of God. Micah 3 and 8 to verse 10. He said, but as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin. Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Who he talking to? Come on. Who he talking to? He said, hear this, you leaders. Hear this, you leaders. That's what he said. Who despise justice? Who despise justice? Do we despise the things of God? Do we despise the word of God? Yeah. We can't despise God's word. We can't despise God's word. If we're despising his word, then we have to second guess our relationship with God. We may not like it. But God, don't despise God's word. Acts 2, 1 to 5. We almost done. We just reading the word on tonight. We're releasing the word. Hallelujah. He said in Acts 2, 1 to 5, he said, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one room. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. So, again, the Holy Ghost is about unity. It's like when the Holy Ghost and some Holy Ghost people, filled people, get together, you gonna see God move. He's gonna fill the room. He's gonna fill the people. He said they all was filled, not just some. They all was filled. They all begin to speak. The fire of the Holy Ghost rests on them. Luke 24:45-47. He said, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, and I think I read this, but I don't know why I'm going still here to read it again. He said, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to open up our minds that we can understand the scriptures because, you know, yeah, we're walking by faith, you know, and a lot of things, but God is going to reveal some things to you. You're going to know that you know that you know that you're on the right path. You're going to know that you know that you know that you're in the right whatever in spite of your situation. God's going to really reveal himself to you. He said, he told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Like, look, he's telling them. He said, you're going to go and you're going to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sin. This is what he's telling us and to all nations, but beginning with his people, beginning with Jerusalem. So God is speaking to his people that we may go, he's sending his people out into the world to tell the people
about God. He's sending us to the Gentiles. He's sending us to people that don't know God. He's those that are called by God. You are of God. You're his child. Once you are said, Jesus, I do. I receive you. Repent, I repent. Come on, I repent in the name of Jesus. 1 John 2:19-27. He said, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. He said, look, they never even belonged to me. Come on. He said they left from among us because they wasn't of us. He said they wasn't of us. He said, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. He said, I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the who is the liar. It is whoever denies that Jesus Christ, such a person, is the Antichrist. He said, denying the Father and the Son. He said, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. He said, look, they're trying to lead you astray. I'm writing you this because they are a liar and the truth is not of them. You know, some of them walked away from the faith, come on, and then strayed away and then tried to poke their head up, hallelujah, in the scene. But God said, look, they're not of me. He said, as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as the anointing is real, not counterfeit, come on now, because we got this false glory, we got this counterfeit anointing, just as it has taught you, remain in him, because the Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. It would teach you. We need his spirit. We need his anointing, power, our light. Don't be fooled. He said, I'm telling you this, that you won't be deceived. Huh? We don't want to be deceived. So, Father God, we thank you for the reading of the word on tonight, God. We thank you for a release right now. We thank you for opening up our eyes. We thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. Lord, we thank you for the pouring out of the Holy Ghost even right now. I just, Lord, I want you to touch them. I want you to fill them right now with the Holy Ghost, that they may walk in their power and they may walk in their authority, not having no fear of nothing but you, oh God. But we pray that they have the fear of the Lord. Lord, we bring the fear of the Lord back, hallelujah, to the people, that they may fear you, oh God. And they may not fear man, but they have fear what you say and what you think, oh Father God. Lord, I thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for having mercy upon us, oh Father God. We thank you for the grace on tonight, oh Father God. But Lord, I pray right now that you strengthen those that are weak, oh Father God. We pray right now that you give them peace in the midst of the storm, oh Father God. Fill them, oh Father God, with the Holy Ghost, because there is going to be peace. For that is one of the fruits of the Spirit, oh God. Lord, give them the fruit of the Spirit. Let them produce the fruit of the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit blossom right now. Let it be the season that the fruit, come on, Lord, let it blossom right now in the name of Jesus. peace and love and all of these things, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost bring the power and the authority and the boldness. We speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. They may walk in their boldness and they may walk in their authority everywhere that they go, that you said you're with us, you're inside, you're filling us, oh, Father God. You're filling us with power, oh, Father God, and you're going to thresh us out, oh, Father God. You're going to thresh us into the world, oh, Father God, but you're going to give us power, oh, God. We thank you for the sword, oh, Father God, which is your word, oh, Father God. Lord, continue, oh, Father God, to fill our belly right now with your word, with your anointing, oh, God. Continue, oh, Father God, to wrap us in your glory, oh, Father God, and hold us, oh, Father God, and carry us, oh, Father God, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the fire, oh, Father God, in the midst of the attacks, oh, Father God. Let us be armored up, oh, Father God, that we may stand against Satan when he come and he rise up against us, oh, Father God, that you would put the words in our mouth right now, oh, Father God, that we'll back up hell in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will tread on serpents and scorpions according to the word of God, for you've given us power, oh, God, over the kingdom of darkness, oh, God. You've given us authority over the kingdom of darkness, oh, Father God, that we will walk in confidence, oh, Father God, that we will walk in our strength, oh, Father God, that we be encouraged, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God, that we may not walk by sight, but we will walk by faith, oh, God. We will walk according to your word and what your word say, oh, God. We will not be moved, oh, Father God, no matter what come our way, oh, Father God. We remove every stumbling block right now in our way right now. Every hindrance right now is being moved out of our way, oh, God, because you, oh, Father God, you're preparing the way, oh, God. Prepare the way, oh, Father God. Lord, you make a way out of no way, oh, God. You make provisions, oh, Father God. Lord, you fill us, oh, God. You lead us, oh, God, according to your spirit, oh, Father God. You open up our understanding. Open up our eyes, oh, God. Pour wisdom into us even right now, oh, Father God. Wisdom and understanding, oh, Father God. More insight right now, oh, Father God, concerning your ways, concerning your, and Lord, take the blinders off of our eyes, oh, Father God. Let it be your way, oh, Father God, not our way, not our will, but your will, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, for scattering our enemies, oh, Father God, destroying our enemies, oh, Father God, so we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so we come against the spirits and the principalities, oh, Father God, in high places that will come against our families right now, oh, Father God. Lord, we ask that you dispatch the angels in heaven right now, oh, God, to fight on our behalf, oh, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around us, oh, Father God, that the blood of Christ Jesus is covering us even right now to protect us, oh, Father God, from the things of enemy, oh, Father God, things that we do not see, things that we do not know, plots and plans of Satan is being destroyed over our life right now and over our children's life right now, in the name, over our city right now, that our communities will be saved and set free. People in the hospitals will get up out of wheelchairs and walk. Diseases will dry up in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase our faith right now, oh God, that we may go out, oh Father God, fill us with the fire of the Holy Ghost, that we may go out and demons will tremble, oh Father God, at the mentioning of your name, the mention of Jesus Christ, for they have to flee. They have to back up in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare it right now, that we shall be everything that you called us to be, everything that you planned us, oh God, to everything that you planned for us to do, oh God. We shall walk it out. We shall manifest that thing in this earth, oh God. We shall be walking the pistols, oh Father God. We will walk, oh Father God, until, oh Father God, we give up the ghost, oh Father God. We yield to you, oh Father God. We submit unto your ways, oh Father God. Help us and teach us your ways, oh Father God. Teach us your commands. Teach us your statutes, oh Father God. Be with us, walk with us, oh Father God. Eat with us, oh Father God, that we may not stray, oh Father God, that we may stay on the path, oh Father God, of righteousness, oh God, the path of holiness, oh God. Teach us, oh Father God, pour out our love, pour out your love even right now, oh God, that we may show your love, oh God, that we may show your love and your kindness, oh Father God, that we may show them that you are a merciful God, that you are a forgiving God, and you are a loving God through Christ Jesus every day. Let them choose Christ Jesus. Let them repent right now. Give them repentance, heart right now. Let them yield to you, oh God. Let them submit to you right now, God. Let them give their problems over to you, oh God, for you're able to do it, oh God. You're able to do what man cannot do, oh God. Lord, move it right now. Move the stumbling blocks right now. Move the stony heart right now. Move the unforgiveness right now, oh God. Move the disease and the mental illness even right now. Move the addiction right now from them right now, oh God. Take the taste out of their mouth, oh God. Take the beam out of their eye, oh God, that they may see clearly, oh God, to lead the Father God, that they may not lead them astray, oh God. Lord, we bind up every lying spirit right now, every false teacher right now. We bind it up right now, and we send, oh Father God, your word out, Father God, through this prayer, oh Father God, that their hearts right now may yield to you, oh Father God, that they may submit to you, oh God, that they may come into your house, oh Father God, that they may hear your teachings, oh Father God, that they may worship you, oh God, that they may pray to you, oh Father God, and lift their hands up to you, oh God, knowing who you are, oh God. Bring them back to you, oh God. Bring the lost to you, oh Father God. Let them find you, those that are seeking, oh Father God. Raise up teachers and leaders, oh Father God, that have your heart, oh Father God, a heart for the ministry, heart for the people, heart for the mission, oh Father God. Lord, do it right now. Pour your spirit out. You said in the last days you're going to pour your spirit out on women, men, and all nations, all people. You said that you was going to do it, oh Father God. So do it right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch us, oh God, that we would never be the same again. Change us, oh God, in the inside, oh God. Change our mind, oh God. Change our hearts, oh Father God. Lord, you do it right now. You do a miracle in our life, oh God. We can't do it without you, God. We can't do what you called us to do, oh God. Bless us right now, oh God, and our coming and our going, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh God, and we'll give you the honor and we give you the praise, oh God, for you are worthy. You're Alpha and you're Omega in our life. There's nothing that you cannot do. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. You're about to turn our life around for the good. We thank you, God. Thank you. Turn it around, oh God. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you turn it good, oh Father God. You use it for their good right now, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now for your deliverance power. Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we have in you. We thank you for the peace, oh God, that we have in you through the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the power and the authority you have given us on tonight, God, that tread, hallelujah, on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm us, oh God. We thank you for the spiritual armor, the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual wisdom, oh God. We thank you for that on tonight, your mercy and your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for every trial and tribulation, oh Father God, that we got to go through, oh Father God. We count it all good, oh Father God. We trust you as we step out on faith, oh God. We step out on blind faith on today, knowing that you're going to do everything that you said that you was going to do in our life, oh God. Everything you called us to do, it shall be done, oh God. We shall, Father God, do what you called us to do. We submit, oh God, to your will and to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, amen, 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 amen. It is, amen, it is yea, it is yes. It is already done in your life. It is already done. God said, I'm doing it right now, and I'm working it out for you even right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Thea Patterson here on NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio Station. Lord, we thank you for blessing this station. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for you are a mighty God. We thank you touching every last one of us. We thank you for touching Pastor Tarquasia. Hallelujah. Kingdom Talk. Hallelujah. We thank you for putting the words in her mouth and the teachings in her mouth, oh Father God, that the people may hear your word, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight for everything that you're doing in the future. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. And Lord, we thank you. I went a little over my time, but Lord, we thank you, oh God, for we do not
put a time on you. We thank you for the freedom, hallelujah, even of the radio station that we can go even over a time, hallelujah. You've given us freedom in you, hallelujah. It's freedom in you, hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this platform. We thank you for our ministry. We thank you for everything that you're doing, oh God. We thank you for you. You're keeping us, oh God. You're a keeper of your people. You're a keeper of your word, and we thank you for that. We thank everyone for, I just got to let it go. I'm filled up, hallelujah. I just feel them all over me, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your presence, oh God. I thank you for a movement. See, God is about a movement, hallelujah. He's a whole movement, hallelujah. We in the Jesus movement, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, it's about the gospel. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I'm trying to just, yes, Lord, just shake it. Hallelujah. But see, sometimes you can't shake the Holy Ghost. You can't shake it. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for showing up on tonight. I thank you for your word, oh, God, for your word is true. Your word is true. God's word is true. I love you. This is Pastor Thea Patterson. You have been listening to the word. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. You can go always come back and listen to this word as well. I hope you're writing down the scriptures. I want you to go back, and I want you to line everything that I said up to the word. Hallelujah. Line your teachings up to the word. You have to know the word for yourself. That we're feeding you and to go back that you may study to show your proof. We just planting seeds, hallelujah, in your spirit, hallelujah, on tonight. We're pricking it on tonight that you may go and you may seek his face and that you may eat plentiful, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, and we'll be back next Sunday. 8:30 to 9:30. God bless everyone until you hear the sound of my voice again next week. God bless. NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. Good night.